Welcome to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Here's Alex Cook.
High school basketball is live and on the air. Hey, very good Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Terry Tim is back in the broadcast booth, and we are boys basketball back in the Hatchet House tonight as Tomahawk gets set to take on the Rhinelander Hodags. Pike, welcome back to the booth. Nothing better than the Tomahawk-Rhinelander game.
Yes, it is, and it's a great Northern Conference game. It's a Highway 8 battle. They're close together by miles, but we're not real big. It's a friendly rivalry,
yes,
but it's
it
a rivalry nonetheless, Alex.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a look at it as we get into the Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show. Tomahawk got their first win of the season this past Tuesday. Matt Tyler was in the booth with me. We'll have some highlights from that particular game coming up later on. And really what stood out the most was how they came back from down 14 in the beginning of the second half, Pike, led by the 29-point effort by Brody Rigney.
Yeah, I like to refer to that as the elixir game. Because it was just what the doctor ordered there, Alex.
There you go.
Because I'm telling you, it's a brand new team. We graduated 9 seniors last year. We've got a whole new coaching staff, whole new starting five. They didn't have an identity.
Right.
And they were getting pummeled a couple of times, and all of a sudden they had a come-from-behind overtime victory. That's just what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely. Yeah. Overcoming Aaron Wickersheim's 31, by the way, from White Lake. Well, Tomahawk's opponent tonight, the Rhinelander Hodags. Rhinelander's gotten off to a blazing start. They're currently 4-1 in the season. Their lone loss came to Wausau East, and really the driving force for this Rhinelander team so far has been Truman Lamers.
Yeah, he's averaging 24 points a game, and that's darn near half their points in some of the games they've had. So
yep.
Tomahawk better be sure to find out where number 12 is all night and get a hand in his face, because he can light it up. He plays the guard. He's a lefty. He can shoot from outside. He can get out on transition game. He's a quick little guy, so I'm anxious to watch him play, Alex.
Yeah, me too. They do have two great Northern Conference victories. They knocked off Northland Pines and Anago already this year. Their other wins came across Crandon, and their last one was over Wittenberg-Burnham Wood.
Yeah, they're a force to be reckoned with year in, year out,
yep,
in the great Northern Conference. They're going to be battling for that championship, either right at the top or knocking somebody else off that's right at the top. Always competitive. Year after year.
Definitely. Again, this is a team that had a bit of a down year last year, Rhinelander, but again, they've gotten off to a blazing start. Let's take a look at keys to the game, Pike. What are going to be the keys for Tomahawk to pull off the upset?
Well, unlike playing White Lake, you're going to have to be really at the top of your game for this 4-1 Rhinelander Hodag team. We're going to have to play a fundamentally sound game in all aspects, offensively and defensively. We're going to have to stress ball security. Be patient on offense. Rhinelander can't score if we've got the ball.
That's fair.
Okay? So take control of the ball. No turnover. We're going to have turnovers, but limit them. And make sure we can limit the live ball turnovers, because those turn into easy baskets. And we got a box out. I'm not saying rebound, hit the glass, but play fundamental basketball on the defensive end, which includes boxing out, giving you a chance at those rebounds.
Absolutely. And again, Tomahawk, the big reason why they were able to come back in that game was their key timely rebounding and their defense down the stretch against White Lake. What about for Rhinelander? What do they need to do to get the win?
Well, the first thing is they can't be looking past Tomahawk.
Right.
Okay? I'm sure they're going snicker, snicker. We got Tom Walk, and then we get two old Valley competitors, Wausau West and Merrill, coming into town.
There you go.
To play against Rhinelanders. So they can't look past us. They got to play pressure defense. They got to own the glass on both ends and capitalize on those turnovers that's going to present themselves. And I had the good fortune to ref the JV game, so I saw a little bit of what the varsity probably looks like, because they do the same thing. They practice together, and it was a pressure defense picking you up at half court. It was man-to-man. They like to shoot the three. They like to take transition baskets when it affords itself. So I'm anxious to see this Rhinelander team in action.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting showdown. We'll hear more from John Larson later on, coming up later on. We'll take a break. We'll hear from him coming up after this. You're listening to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Hey there, Hatchets. Ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? It's time to team up with Park City Credit Union. Rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. It's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from. For those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or, if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance, enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. Ready to make a move? Then open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Joining me is Hatchet Boys basketball coach John Larson. John, welcome back once again, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into it here. Let's go ahead and take you back to your performance on Tuesday when you got your first victory of the season over White Lake. Why don't you go over again your biggest takeaway from Tuesday's game?
Well, the biggest takeaway is just how our kids responded after getting down big early. I thought we battled back, made it a game at halftime, got off to a slow start in the second half, but yet responded again. Second half was good basketball. Went into overtime, and our kids, how they responded there. Now, one kid at the end of regulation, not one kid came off the floor with their head down looking like we just lost this game. They were like, we got this. And I think just how we responded to those situations just made us a better basketball team overall.
That's definitely good to hear. So obviously, leading into tonight, what has been the biggest emphasis over the last couple of days in practice?
Well, number one is getting off to a good start. We can't dig ourselves a hole early. We do that against this team, we're in trouble. Obviously different level team that we're seeing. So getting off to a good start is important. And doing the things that we need to do. Things we focused on, we know we're going to see the press. We've worked very hard this last couple days, especially yesterday, running our press break and doing that well. And the other part is, the other piece is transition D. We emphasize the importance of pounding the boards, yet we have to get back on defense. So we just put a simple rule in: two highest guys, when the shot goes up, they're getting back on D. The other guys are pounding the offensive boards, and stop ball and force Rylander to run their half-court offense and work for their shots.
Again, talking here with Tomahawk Hatchet boys basketball coach John Larson here on WJJQ. John, you have seen Brody Rigby transform into obviously the best player on the team, had a 29-point performance against White Lake. What has his development been like so far this season?
Well, I think his development is he's learning that he doesn't have to do it all. And it sounds crazy after scoring 29 points, but the reason he was able to score 29 points is he involves his teammates. And I think, you know, when you do that and you create opportunities offensively, I think he's learning to do more when he doesn't have the ball, putting himself in great position to be open for some easy jump shots. We took advantage of what White Lake did against him. They didn't match up well with him, so we made some adjustments and allowed him to be a little more drive the ball more and take advantage of getting to the free throw line. So I just think he's learned to understand that it takes his teammates to make sure that he has the success that he can have, and the reason why he scored and played as well as he did.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about tonight's opponent. You got Rylander. It's always fun, no matter what sport, when Tomahawk and Rylander go against each other, especially up in this area. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but why don't you go ahead and reiterate some key points that you need to do in order to get the victory tonight?
Well, on the defensive side of transition, we got to get back. We got to stop ball. We can't allow them to have fast break points and just get easy buckets. We got to make them work for their scores. I think our half court defense is solid. And then again, it boils down to rebounding. You know, Rylander's a better shooting team, and they got guys that can score. So we got to just play great defense and then hit the boards, limit them to one shot. Offensively, patience, patience, patience. You know, well, I think we're going to see a little man. We're going to see zone. We see the zone. We work very hard on that again this week. And again, spacing, moving well without the ball, having the opportunity to have open shots, and then being confident putting the ball up. That's one thing we really talked about yesterday at the beginning of practice. I think the fear of failure is holding some of our guys back and making mistakes. And we said, guys, we can't worry about that. Play loose, play relaxed, play with confidence, put the ball up. Ball's going to go in the hole. Some aren't. How you respond will make you better the next time you're down the floor.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, John?
No, it's just exciting to be home again, and hopefully we can have a good night in all phases of the game and be competitive with a GNC opponent.
Absolutely. Tomahawk taking on Rylander. Tip-off's at 7:15. John Larson, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this on WJJQ.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
High school basketball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here, coming to you from back at the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. And we have a pinch hitter in the color commentary side for tonight. Terry Tim, he is off reffing the 7th and 8th grade game, so stepping up to the plate. Matt Tyler, Matt, welcome to the Hatchet House.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be here tonight.
Now inbound pass to Scheffler to Rigney. Back, Scheffler, three ball, corner pocket. You got it, Malachi Scheffler for three. 27-16, Hatchets get their first points of the second half.
most dangerous guy on the floor is the guy taking the ball out of bounds.
There you
forget about him.
Scheffler over to Rigney. Rigney to answer with a three. No good. Rebound, Sundquist. Sundquist looking. Turnaround jumper is good. Tyler Sundquist with a rebound. Put back 27-18. Five straight for the Hatchets. Here comes Colton Seslar for Tomahawk. Seslar looks to operate. Swings it to Weathers. Weathers fakes three. He stops. Pulls up from just inside the arc. And banks it in off the glass. Bank shot for Jordan Weathers. It's 27-20. Tomahawk now has scored seven straight. Ein will inbound, tries to get it into Rigney, and does. Rigney to Weathers, top of the key. He'll try a three. That one no good. Rebound, Sundquist. Sundquist fighting his way through defenders, goes up and lays it in. Tyler Sundquist with the bucket. It's now 29-22, 10-21 to go. Can the Hatchets get a stop here defensively? Now here comes Wickersheim. He's guarded by Ein. Wickersheim blows by Ein, gets it over to Blouin. Blouin back inside. Wickersheim goes up his shot. Blocked from behind by Ethan Ein. Boy, Tomahawk's defense has been good here over these last couple of minutes. Rigney looking, swings it. Ein, open look for three. Got it! 8-9 from downtown. It's a four-point game. 9:04 to go here. Timeout call by White Lake. They're going to want to talk it over. Seslar fakes pass one way, swings it to Rigney. He's got an open look. Now fakes, pulls up, 15-footer, got it! Rudy Rigney with the jumper. It's 31-27, 7:48 to go here in Tomahawk. Good hustle there that time from Sleeper. Here comes Tomahawk back the other way with Seslar. Seslar going to the right. Now swings at Rigney. Driving in left side on Wickersheim. Fakes. Turnaround jumper. Got it! Brody Rigney! It's a two-point game back here in Tomahawk. 5:20 to go.
That was a tough shot. It depends right now. We'll see if White Lake's going to be real deliberate on the offensive side, which I think it's too early to do that.
Oh, Rigney comes up with a steal. Rigney driving down the lane on Blouin. He goes up. Left-handed layup. Good. And a foul. Brody Rigney to the line for one more. Here comes Massa into the corner. Ein inside to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes. Turn around. Right hand hook. Good. We're tied. Easton Sleeper ties it with his first bucket of the night at 36. 4:12 to go.
Great little hook shot there.
Rigney drives inside. Kicks it back. Massa. Garnett pulls up. His jumper too strong. Offensive rebound. Ein kicks it back. Seslar fakes the three. Drives. Goes up. Right hand floater. Good. Tomahawk reclaims the lead. Colton Seslar with his first points, 41-39. Oh, if you're Tomahawk, get the ball into the hands of your best player, Brody Rigney, right here. Here comes Seslar across the midcourt line. Looking, gets it over. Sundquist hands it off. Rigney from way downtown. Kaboom! Brody Rigney for three. Two-point Hatchet lead, 2:09 to go.
Good call, Alex.
Wow. Sundquist gets it into Seslar. Got to get going. 4 seconds left. Long pass taken away by Krejcik. Krejcik scooped up Wickersheim at the buzzer. No. Overtime in Tomahawk. Wow. Boy, Wickersheim was able to get a shot off that nearly went in. It was online, but just a little bit to the left. And ladies and gentlemen, we got OT in the Hatchet House tonight. Comes Rigney across the midcourt line. Rigney crosses over. Looking, drives inside, jump stops. His layup is good. That's one way to make a statement. Brody Rigney with 22, a career high. Now to Rigney. Rigney drives, kick, Sundquist. He's going to drive inside. Goes up, his jumper, off the glass and in. Tyler Sundquist with 6, 49-48, 2:36 to go in overtime. Here comes Rigney. Rigney crossing over. Drives inside. He stops at the free throw line, pulls up, gives Tomahawk the lead. 50-49, 1:19 to go here in this one. Brody Rigney with 24.
He's really a good ball player.
Yes, he is. 31 for Wickersheim. 21 seconds now. All Tomahawk can do, they can wind the clock down. Rigney driving inside, pulls up, free throw line jumper. Good! Brody Rigney again! 12 seconds left. Brody Rigney with 27. Rigney, his first free throw is good. It rattles in. Brody Rigney now with 28. Again, he just keeps adding to his career high. Now, what do you do about the second one?
I think you make it, but don't let Wickersheim catch the
ball. Exactly. Wickersheim is in the backcourt here. Rigney, his second free throw is good. No timeouts left for White Lake. Blouin, bad pass. That's going to go out of bounds. Ball game. Tomahawk wins it. 55-52. The Hatchets knock off the Lakers in overtime for their first win of the season. A tremendous performance by Brody Rigney in the second half in overtime with 29 points, a career high.
Since 1975, Tomahawk Builders Supply has been serving our Lincoln County and surrounding communities with lumber, trusses, engineered wood products, Anderson windows, cabinets, countertops, Benjamin Moore paints and stains, and a full line of building materials and supplies. Whatever your building needs, the friendly and knowledgeable building experts and staff will be pleased to help you ensure your building project will be a success. Locally owned and operated Tomahawk Builders Supply, located one block off Main Street in downtown Tomahawk.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call. Keith Hansey for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
We all like saving money, especially at the holidays. And with that in mind, Triggs has Simply Orange Juice and Fruit Juices on sale. Two bottles, $5. Essential Everyday Canned Vegetables are two cans for $1. Crystal Farm Shredded or Chunk Cheese is still a nice price at just $1.88. And Essential Everyday Butter Quarters are $2.98 a pound. Once again, this New Year's season, Triggs has live lobsters for sale. Just get your order in by December 24th. You can do that online at Triggs.com or stop by your local Triggs store today.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2 for 1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk tonight. Let's go ahead and quickly go over the starting lineups tonight. First off, the starting lineup for the Rhinelander Hodags, a sophomore, number 2, Devin Feck. A junior, number 12, Truman Lamers. Sophomore, number 23, Evan Shooter. Senior, number 24, Will Gretzinger. And senior, number 33, James Heck. The Rhinelander Hodags are coached by Derek Lemons and assisted by Jack Bolkma, Nick Scheifelbein, Luke Roberts, Brandon Karama, and Nathan Shuney. Now the starting lineup for your Tomahawk Hatchets. Starting tonight, a 6'1" senior, number 0, Easton Sleeper. A 5'10" junior, number 2, Malachi Scheffler. A 6-foot junior, number 21, Brody Rigney. A 6-foot junior, number 24, Riley Massa. And rounding out the starting five, a 6-foot junior, number 40, Tyler Sundquist. The Hatchets are coached by John Larson and assisted by John List and Levi Spaeth. Well, obviously, Pike, we got a great Northern Conference rivalry. It's a friendly rivalry, if you will. Very curious to see how well Tomahawk does against this Rhinelander team.
Yeah, let's see how we come out of the shoot here. We're coming off a victory. Rhinelander's going to come right at you. They're going to try and give you a smash in the mouth. Let's see if we can weather this initial storm, because there's going to be a lot of storms tonight.
Yes, there is. Lamers and Sundquist will twit. Ball's in the air. Tip goes to Rhinelander. And here comes Devin Feck. He'll take it across the midcourt line. Feck looks. We'll swing it back top of the key to Gretzinger. And here we go. Gretzinger will go to the right, guarded by Rigney. Tomahawk starting out in a man-to-man defense. Here's Lamers into the corner. Feck will try a three. That one off the far rim. No good. Rebound deflected. And knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Tomahawk. It will remain with Rhinelander. Looks like it was last touch by Sundquist.
And they're putting the ball up in the air. They like to shoot the threes, but they'll look inside, too. They like to do a lot of driving.
And there's Lamers off the inbound, getting the early twos for Rhinelander. So Lamers gets his first two again, as you mentioned. 24 points a game for Truman Lamers coming into tonight. And here comes Rhinelander with their press defense. Rigney taking it across the big court line. He'll swing it over Scheffler. Fakes, gets it into the corner. Sundquist looks to operate. Guarded by Heck in the corner. Swings it to Rigney. He'll drive inside. Stop. Fakes the three. Swings it into the corner. Sundquist. He'll drive inside on Heck. Fall away. Jumper is good. Tyler Sundquist with the first points of the night for Tomahawk, and we're tied at 2, 45 seconds in.
That's how you handle a punch in your mouth. You give him another punch right back, and that's what Mr. Sundquist did there with that little short jumper.
Here comes Feck now, back top of the key, over to Heck. Heck swings it into the corner. Here's Lamers, open look for three. That one no good that time. Rebound tipped and kept alive by Easton Sleeper for the Hatchets. Here comes Brody Rigney. And Rigney with 29 in the team's victory over White Lake in overtime back on Tuesday. Rigney goes between the legs, stops, pulls up for three. No good. Rebound grab by Evan Shooter. And now here come the Hodags with Gretzinger across the midcourt line. Goes between the legs, looks wide open inside. Lamers goes up. His shot no good over Sundquist. Lamers rebound no good. And a foul called on Riley Massa. And Truman Lamers will go to the line for two.
Communication error on the part of Tomahawk's defense. They had the high point score for Rhinelander wide open on the baseline in the lane. He got a lob pass, put it up, but put it up too hard. Got his own rebound, put it back up, got hammered, and goes to the line for two.
Well, here comes Lamers at the line for two. And Lamers knocks down the first. And again, we want to point out Riley Massa. He is a good player, but he did foul out in the last game against White Lake in regulation. So something to pay attention to.
Yeah, we got to keep our key players. Depth is not one of our strong suits, so we got to keep our key players playing.
So now Lamers will get his second free throw. And that one is rolled in. So 4-2, Truman Lamers with all 4 points so far for the Hodag. 16:31 to go here, first half. Here's Rigney again, guarded by Lamers. Again, Rhinelander in that full court man-to-man defense. And Rigney will get it across midcourt line to Sundquist. Sundquist fakes, gets it down in the block to Sleeper. Back out Massa. Massa, guarded by Heck, goes between the legs, swings it. Rigney now back towards the midcourt circle. Tomahawk will go ahead and reset. Scheffler into the corner. Sundquist, he fakes, looks to operate, tries to find someone. He takes a dribble, swings it to Rigney. Rigney drives, fakes on Lamers, turns around, back to Scheffler. Scheffler to Massa in the corner. Massa stops, pulls up from just inside the arc, short on the shot. Rebound grab by James Heck. And now here comes Rhinelander back the other way with Feck. Feck, long pass up. Lamers, his shot no good, but a foul. Three Hatchets flying down. Who's going to get the foul on this one? And that is going to be on Sundquist. That'll be his first. That's the first foul for him. And second team foul for Tomahawk. It'll be Lamers back to the free throw line.
And you can tell they got the rebound and they looked to their transition game. They moved it down the court really fast. They got a wide open lob shot, but three Tomahawk defenders converged late. That caused them to fall the body and puts the Rhinelander shooter at the line for two.
Lamers misses the first. And again, Truman Lamers, he has been the driving force behind this Hodag's hot start to the season, including putting up 25 in their win over Wittenberg-Burnhamwood this past Monday.
And he's only a junior, so Tomahawk's got to look at him for another year also.
Well, he misses both free throws there. Loose ball rebound scooped up by Sleeper, so Tomahawk gets bailed out there. And here come the Hatchets now with Rigney. He takes it across the midcourt line, guarded by Lamers. Rigney will go to the right, uses a Sundquist screen, now drives in left side, goes up wild, shot no good, too short. Rebound Lamers, long pass up ahead to Feck. Reverse layup is good. Good transition offense from the Hodags. Lamers to Feck, 6-2 Rhinelander. Here comes Rigney now off the inbound pass. And again, the Hodags settling up in that full court pressure defense, trying to force a few turnovers here on Tomahawk. Here's Massa in the corner, guarded by Feck. He fakes pass one way, swings it, hands it off to Sundquist. Sundquist looks to operate. Looks one way. Now that pass goes right to Massa off the deflection. Massa tries to go inside on Feck. Massa scoops it up and gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler back to Massa. And Massa will go back to the right. Lost it. It will go into the backcourt. And that will be a violation on Tomahawk. It will go back to Rhinelander.
Yeah, that's Tomahawk's first turnover. And I've been impressed with the way they've been moving the ball around.
Yes.
So far. Looking pretty good. They got caught on the sideline there and double-teamed.
Yeah, these Rhinelander team has a lot of long bodies, and there's a three from Shooter. That one goes off the rim, no good. Scheffler hauls down the rebound. So now with Rhinelander struggling a little bit offensively to put the ball in the hole, this is a chance for Tomahawk to try and make this into a dogfight. Doubled up as Sundquist gets it to Rigney. Could not get it through his hands. And into the hands of Feck it goes. Getting back on defense, Massa. Feck scoops it up. Gets it into the corner. It's Gretzinger. He'll try three and knocks it down. Will Gretzinger from downtown. First triple of the night for the Hodags. It's 9-2. Bad pass and a turnover. Layup is coming. And that is no good from Gretzinger. Feck grabs the rebound. Goes back up and scores. Five quick points just like that from the Hodags. Make it 11-2.
And this press is a nuisance man-to-man. They're not trying to double-trap you or anything. They're just trying to create a little anxiety in the part of Tomahawk's offense.
Here is Rigney stopping back at the top of the key. Swings at Massa. He'll get it to Scheffler in the corner. Scheffler picks up his dribble. Swings it to Sundquist now. Left wing. He looks. And that one goes through the legs of Massa. Scooped up by Feck. And the Hodags will go ahead and just reset. Oh, what a pass inside to Evan Shooter, who lays it in. 13-2 start for the Hodags. Timeout call by John Larson. He wants to talk it over. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this from United Steelworkers.
The United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. USW 248 is honored to be a part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball here on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House. And Rhinelander, as expected, has gotten off to a quick 13-2 start here in this one.
And their quickness is creating some turnovers, live ball turnovers that are leading to easy baskets.
Yeah, another big man-to-man press. Inbound passes into Rigney. Tomahawk will just go ahead and set it up. And now Rhinelander's going to try and trap Rigney before he gets into the front court. Able to get it to Sundquist. That's a bad pass that goes right to Truman Lamers. Gets it ahead. Gretzinger, his layup is good. 15-2 Rhinelander early on. 13 and a half to go here first half. Defense to offense. That pass knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it will remain with Tomahawk.
Tomahawk's got to weather the storm. They got to break this man-to-man. They're struggling to get the ball in play on the out-of-bounds.
And again, the big thing with Rhinelander, we mentioned their press defense. It really has been bad. And that pass goes over the head of Rigney. He's able to go back and get it. Tries to take it across the midcourt line. He's guarded tightly by Gretzinger. Blocking foul called on Will Gretzinger. And Tomahawk will have it side out. First team foul of the half on Rhinelander.
That's nice to see because it was a body foul. And if you're going to have high pressure full court defense, if the referees are calling that contact, it's good for the offense.
Inbound thrown in by Sundquist. Gets it into Scheffler. Tomahawk will go and set it up. Scheffler's guarded by Gretzinger. Gets it into the corner. Rigney. Rigney will stop. He'll pull up. 15-footer short. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by James Heck. Here come the Hodags with Devin Feck. He'll take it across the midcourt line. Feck, high post to Heck. Heck drives inside. He jump stops, goes up. His layup no good. Rebound fought for. Heck grabs his own miss. Gets it back out. Lamers back top of the key. Gretzinger stands at the yellow line of the volleyball line. And he will now cross over. Goes to the left. Now makes a move. Drop step. Goes up. Layup is good. 17-2 Rhinelander. Gretzinger with a hot start. He's got seven. And then now will be thrown into Brody Rigney. Caden Seeger, by the way, is now in the game for Rhinelander. And the Hodags will make a couple more substitutions at the next dead ball. Rigney across the midcourt line gets to Scheffler. Scheffler looks, fakes pass one way, gets it over to Ethan Ein, who just came into the game. Gets it Rigney. He's got an open look for three. Short that time. Rebound fought for, and Heck comes up with it away from Easton Sleeper. Here come the Hodags back the other way with a chance to go up by 17 or more. Here is Heck, top of the key. Swings it over to Feck. Feck going to the right. Tries to lob it inside to Heck. Bad pass out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk.
Rhinelander's first turnover.
Yep. Evan Shooter comes back in, and Rhinelander will bring in Jay Barkus, the sophomore, for the first time. Truman Lamers and James Heck will get a rest.
After staying with Rhinelander on the boards for the first 3-4 minutes, Rhinelander is starting to make their physical presence known and dominating the glass.
Inbound thrown into Rigney, and again, he is trapped. Gets it up to Ethan Ein. He'll take it across the midcourt line. Gets it into the corner, Sundquist. Sundquist drives, gets it to Sleeper. Sleeper stops, tries to get it inside to Ein. Bad pass, loose on the floor, and scooped up by the Hodags, Gretzinger. Here Here comes Ryan Lehner across the midcourt line. Gretzinger, he drives, goes up. What a reverse layup that could not go. Rebound Seeker goes back up and a foul call on Ethan Nine. And that will be Seeker to the line for two.
And again, Ryan Lehner with an offensive board. That's their third offensive board. Extra possessions cannot have when you're playing from a deficit situation.
Caden Seeker at the free throw line for the Hodags. And Seeker's first free throw is well short. Didn't even hit the rim. So with 12 minutes to go here, first half, Ryan Lehner with a 17-2 lead. Other Hatchet events that we have in action tonight, both boys and girls wrestling are in action. Boys are in Amherst, girls are in Southern Door. And also the Hatchet girls basketball team is in Ryan Lehner tonight as well, as Seeker splits the free throws. 18-2, 12 minutes to go here, first half. Rigney gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler is going to be guarded by Barkas. Scheffler gets it across the midcourt line, into the corner. Sundquist fakes the three, bounce pass, Rigney. Rigney tries to drive inside with the left hand, now goes between the legs. He gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler looks, gets it back. Rigney, top of the key. He lost it, goes right to Sundquist. Sundquist has it knocked away by Seeker, able to get it back. And Sundquist now gets it into the corner. Ein looking to operate. Left-hand dribble. Gets it back. Scheffler to Rigney. Top of the key. Rigney fakes. Goes right side. Picks up his dribble. Goes up that shot. Knocked away out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Feck. It will remain with Tomahawk.
Very effective defense by Ryan Lehner. Staying in front of the dribbler. Not allowing any penetration. Tomahawk's got to just be patient. They can't get a little frustrated and force shots up or force bad passes.
Malachi Scheffler will inbound. Go ahead.
Be patient on your offense, Tomahawk. Ball security at all times.
Yep, Scheffler will inbound. Wants to get it in. Does to Sleeper. Sleeper gets it inside to a cutting Ethan Ein. Back out Sleeper. Rigney. Sundquist fakes from the left wing. Gets to Scheffler. Gets it inside to Ein. Ein, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Gretzinger. Rhinelander out and running once again. Swings it to the left wing. Gretzinger, 11 minutes to go here, first half. Inside, Seeker goes up. His layup, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ein. Looks like Seeker took a shot to the face. No foul call there. Here comes Malachi Scheffler across the midcourt line. Gets it up to Rigney. Guarded by Devin Feck. Rigney looking to operate. Gets it over to Scheffler. Scheffler looking to operate. Fakes one way. Gets it to Sundquist. He'll drive inside. Pull up elbow. Jumper. Good. Tyler Sundquist with both baskets for Tomahawk. It's 18-4.
Nice looking pull-up jumper. Free throw line extended on the left side by Mr. Sundquist.
Here comes the Hodags again with Gretzinger over to Shooter. Back Gretzinger. Another three. Got it. Boy, Will Gretzinger has got the hot hand here early on. He's got 10 in this first half, 21-4, Rhinelander. Here comes Rigney, and again, he's guarded by Feck. Gets it over Scheffler. He'll take it across the midcourt line and lost it out of bounds. It will go back to Rhinelander. And Tomahawk will make another substitution. Colton Sesslar will come in. Rhinelander will bring back in Truman Lamers and James Heck.
Very pesky defense on the part of Rhinelander. They're always in your face and frustrating the Hatchet so far with their positional defense, which has been excellent.
Here comes Gretzinger across the midcourt line, going to the right, and he will look to operate. Now gets it over to Heck, now top of the key. Swings it to Lamers. Lamers looking, will go left side. He goes up. Wow, right-handed layup is good. The elevation from Truman Lamers on that layup was definitely impressive. 23-4, Rhinelander.
Boy, he had some hang time. I thought he was going to slam her down.
Yeah, looked like it, at least from here. Rigney stops, swings at Sesslar, left wing. Gets it over Sundquist, right wing. Sundquist fakes his jumper, gets it back to Rigney. Now Tomahawk's going to have to reset. Rigney crosses over, stops, pulls up for three. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound by Heck. Here come the Hodags again. Kate, this is going to be Gretzinger, who's got 10 in this first half so far tonight. Heck swings it over to Lamers. Lamers has been pretty quiet, all things considered. Tries to lob it inside. Sundquist with a deflected pass comes up with a steal and into the arms of Colton Sesslar. Sesslar now doubled up. Sesslar wants to operate. Tries to get it back and does to Rigney. And Rhinelander with a very, very big junk defense. They're throwing a junk defense at him, it looks like. They're going man and zone, alternating back and forth.
It's run and jump, and they're double teaming the dribbler from the blind side, which has been very effective for Tomahawk and frustrating them.
Hein inside to Sleeper. Sleeper, turnaround, right hand hook, no good. Off the glass, rebound, Sundquist looking, turnaround jumper, short, rebound grabbed by Shooter. Here comes Rhinelander back the other way with Gretzinger. Now inside, Lamers, his layup, no good, but a foul on Sleeper, and Lamers will go back to the line with 8:51 to go in this first half.
He's shooting 2-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got a pair coming up here.
Sleeper with his first foul. That's a 14th foul of the half on Tomahawk. And again, Truman Lamers coming in as Rhinelander's leading scorer, averaging 24 a game. He's got 6 so far in this first half. Make it 7 as he knocks down the first. And Tomahawk will make their first next substitution. Quentin Sousa comes in for the first time. He'll replace Easton Sleeper.
Tomahawk starters needing a break here. 8:51 left in this first half.
And now Rhinelander has a 20-point lead on Tomahawk. Lamers makes a 21. It's 25-4. 8:51 to go in this one. Here comes Brody Rigney. And again, Rigney held scoreless so far. The only 4 points for the Hatchets have come from Tyler Sundquist. Rigney takes it across the midcourt line, swings at Seslar. Seslar going to the left, tries to pass. Oh, got it to Rigney. He's going to stop. Swing it over to Ein. Ein hands it off Sousa. Sousa in the corner. That pass deflected, and coming up with a steal was Shooter. Here comes Rhinelander with Lamers, and Ein able to intercept that pass. It goes out of bounds. It will go back to Rhinelander.
That time off the live ball turnover, Tomahawk's transition defense was very good. They got down court and stopped the fast break, and Rhinelander's going to have to set it up now. They've been doing a lob, just a straight screen off the blocks and a lob to the center of the lane, very effective. And they didn't run it that time.
Well, Shooter inside now. Here is Hack. His layup is good again. Boy, Rhinelander's putting the hurt on Tomahawk here early in this one, 27-4. Seslar bounces it over to Ein. Ein picks up his dribble. Bad pass. Lamers comes up with a steal. Ein takes it right back. So the two teams exchange turnovers there. Ein to Seslar. Seslar across the midcourt line. Lost his dribble. Scoops it up. They are doubled up. Trapped in the corner. And a jump ball possession arrow is going to favor Tomahawk.
Yeah, there's a cardinal sin there when you stop your dribble in the corner at half court. You got two division lines blocking you plus two Rhinelander players. It was an effective trap, and it caused a not a turnover, but a jump ball, Tomahawk's possession.
Sundquist will get it in to Brody Rigney. Rigney guarded by Truman Lamers. Rigney across the midcourt line over to Seslar. Seslar looking to operate. Picks up his dribble. Has to get rid of it. Does to Sundquist. Sundquist fakes. Knocked away from behind. Taken away by Gretzinger. Gretzinger driving down the lane. His layup. Oh, Lamers trying to dunk it and missed it. Rebound by Seeker. Goes back up and in. Wow. That was a near highlight reel.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah,
they
did.
They hit the layup hard so that the trailer could palm it and stuff it through. He got the stuff attempt, but it was up too hard off the back of the rim.
We may have another one. Here comes Gretzinger back the other way. His layup no good. Rebound Seeker. He goes back up. No. Rebound fought for. Grab by Lamers. Rhinelander will go ahead and set up their offense. Swings it back to Feck. He's guarded by Rigney. Cross court. Over to Gretzinger. Gretzinger drives. Gets it back in the corner. Feck and Gretzinger traveled. It will go back to Tomahawk. And now the Hatchets will bring in Dominic Booz for the first time. He'll replace Seslar.
Rhinelander is still in their full court man-to-man.
And now John Larson wants to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be back with more Hatchet basketball right after this from Calhoun Insurance.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Boys Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5. WJJQ, Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. And Rhinelander, they're putting the hurting on Tomahawk so far in this first half, 29-4, Pike, and it's been Rhinelander's defense turning into offense.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's their defense creating their offense. They've gotten a lot of live ball turnovers. They've put the pedal to the metal there with their transition breaks off of turnovers. They're getting most of their scoring in the lane, if not on transition baskets, on second chance opportunities. They've got a whole mittful of offensive rebounds that Tomahawk can ill afford.
And now here comes Rigney. He'll take it across the midcourt line as we resume play. Dominic Booz now on the wing. Gets it over to Ethan Ein, to Sousa. Into the corner, Rigney. Rigney fakes on Lamers. He'll swing it back to Booz. He's got an open look for three. Blocked by Feck. Booz grabs his own miss. Pulls up. His jumper is good. Way to stay with it, Dominic. It's 29-6.
And I like that. You get the first jump shot from behind the 3 points stuffed down your throat. You grab that rebound, and you put it right back up. Shoot or shoot, and it was very effective that time for 2 points.
Here comes Gretzinger. He's going to pull up for three. My goodness! Will Gretzinger with another three. He's got 13 in this first half. It's 32-6.
Three triples.
Exactly what you want if you're Rhinelander. Here is Rigney over to Sousa. Sousa fakes, looks, bounce pass to Ein. Ein swings it back. Rigney, he'll drive inside, goes up, layup, blocked by Lamers. Comes up with it. Lamers has it nearly taken away by Ein. Ein and Lamers getting tied up. Possession arrow will favor Rhinelander.
That was quite the block on Mr. Rigney there.
Yes, it was.
There was contact, but it was minimal, and two players. Brody tried to go through both of them to get a running layup, and they blocked it very efficiently.
Yep. In for the first time for Rhinelander is Noah Bell, the senior. And here come the Hodags now with Gretzinger. He'll take it across the midcourt line. Gretzinger looking to operate. Crosses over. Drives inside left hand into the corner. Here is Feck for three. Got it. Wow. Devin Feck with the three. 35 for Rhinelander here so far in this first half. And we got 5:48 to go still. Here comes Booz across the midcourt line to Rigney. Rigney looking to operate, going to the left, over to Ein. Ein fakes, looks, goes to the right, spins, gets it into the corner. Booz, three ball, corner pocket, too strong. Rebound grab by Heck. Heck will get it over to Gretzinger, who's got 13 leading scoring for Rhinelander so far. He's going to pull up from way downtown and hit it. Whoa! Gretzinger hit that one from Sarah Park, 38-6.
Whoa.
Wow.
That was deep. NBA range plus.
Yes, it was. Here comes Rigney. Rigney looking to operate. Tomahawk will make a couple substitutions, as will Rhinelander. Next at ball. Booz drives inside, doubled up, looking, gives it over to Sousa. Back to Ein. Ein looking, drives inside with left hand, goes up, his layup no good. Tries to grab his own miss, and instead Seeker knocks it away. And now Rhinelander will gain possession once again. Here comes Gretzinger. Got to get a body out on him. And instead it's open underneath to Noah Bell, who is fouled. And
putting Bell at the line.
Yep, that's going to put Bell at the line with 4:53 to go. And they are going to get Sundquist with that one. That's his second. And the 15 foul of the half on Tomahawk. So it's Noah Bell back at the line. And his first one is no good. Rhinelander will bring back in Evan Shooter. Meanwhile, Tomahawk will bring in Sleeper. And Jordan Weathers will come in for the first time tonight. They'll replace Sundquist and Sousa. So now, second free throw coming from Noah Bell. And that one is no good. It went in and out. Rebound tip. Grab by Seeker. Goes up. Shot no good. Another foul. And this time Seeker's going to head to the free throw line.
That's Rhinelander's seventh offensive rebound of the first half.
And they're going to get Dominic Booz with that one. That's his first, team sixth. And Rhinelander has nearly put the running clock on Tomahawk here in this first half. First free throw from Seeker is good. 39-6, Rhinelander over Tomahawk. We knew that it was going to be a tall task going into the Hodags. I don't think anyone expected Rhinelander to have 39 points so far in this first half. Can't make it 40 as Seeker splits the free throws. Rebound grabbed by Sleeper. Here comes Dominic Booz across the midcourt line. Pass knocked out of bounds by Shooter. It will remain with Tomahawk.
Okay, Tomahawk, let's be patient on offense. Ball security here, no turnovers.
Weathers gets it in. Rigney almost went over and back, but able to keep maintain possession. Gets it back. Weathers. Weathers left wing. Tries to get inside a Sleeper. Bad pass. It'll go back to Rhinelander. 4:37 to go in this first half. And the Hodags are one basket away from being up 35 and essentially putting the running clock on Tomahawk.
Except it doesn't start till second half.
Well, there you go. It's theoretical, though, still. Yep. Here comes Gretzinger, wide open underneath Seeker. He's guarded by Ein. His layup is good. 41 points for Rhinelander in the first half. Dominic Booz nearly lost it out of bounds, able to gain possession. And I don't think this Tomahawk squad has known what hit him yet. Here comes Booz across the midcourt line. Bounces it to Ein. Ein back, Sleeper, his jumper. Off the glass, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Gretzinger. It will remain with Tomahawk.
Okay, let's see what Tomahawk can do with an out-of-bounds play here.
4:12 to go in this first half.
Running four low across.
And Weathers will get it into Ein. Ein, guarded by Gretzinger, gets it back. Weathers, he fakes the three, stops, pulls up from just inside the arc. That shot no good. Rebound grab by Gretzinger. And here comes Rhinelander again. Gretzinger across the midcourt line, drives inside, jump stop, his layup no good. Rebound grab by Shooter. He goes back up and scores. 43 points for Rhinelander in this first half, and we've got 3:50 to go still in this first half. Rigney now trapped over on the far side. Has to get rid of it. Now gets it to Ein. Ein will fake the three. Swings it back to Rigney. Rigney now back towards the midcourt circle. Over to Weathers. Weathers looking over to Ein. Ein fakes, looks, gets it inside to Sleeper. Bounces it back out to Weathers. Gets it back, Rigney. Rigney now top of the key. Bad pass and a turnover. Here comes Gretzinger down the lane. He is going to go up and lay it in. Gretzinger with 18. Timeout, Rhinelander. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here for now. And I know that I think people realized that it was going to be a tall task going up against Rhinelander for this Tomahawk team. I don't think anyone expected this, though.
No, and it's snowballing here. It's their pressure defense is starting to get into the psyche of Tomahawk, and we're playing anxious and not patiently. And we got to do something to stop that, and the timeout here will hopefully help that. Coach Larson talked to them about, settle down, boys. Just make sure of your passes. Slow the game down, because the Rhinelander wants to get into that up-tempo game, Alex.
Yeah, and the big thing to point out also, Truman Lamers, he's performing well. He's got 10, but Gretzinger has got 18. He has been a sharpshooter from three-point range so far tonight for the Hodags.
Yeah, you divide 45 by 5, and somebody's averaging 9 points. Starters could be averaging 9 points. So that's a lot of points in the first half here.
Rhinelander will be bringing back in Jay Barkas and Noah Bell. Truman Lamers is also back in, along with Seeker. So now here comes Tomahawk with Booz and Rigney. Hatches have got to get something going.
And they called off the full court press. They're picking up at half court now.
Here is Rigney over to Weathers. Weathers to Booz. Booz stops, picks up his dribble, swings it to Massa. Massa fakes the right wing three, looks to operate, fakes pass one way, swings it back around to Rigney. Rigney going to the left, looking, swings it over to Weathers. Weathers looking, tries to get inside to Sleeper. Bad pass, and that looks like another turnover. Loose ball, fight for it, and Rhinelander unable to keep it in play. And no Jordan Weathers, they're going to say he stepped out. No Booz, excuse me. It will remain with Rhinelander.
Good hustle.
Oh, no, it's going to go to Tomahawk. Excuse me. It's going to go to Tomahawk, actually. So it looks like that Rhinelander touched it out of bounds.
Okay. Good hustle on the part of both teams. Bodies flying on the floor when the ball was rolling around.
Rigney over to Weathers. Gets it over to Booz. Booz looks to operate. Gets it back to Massa. Massa looking. Tries to go between the legs. Picks it up. Has to get rid of it. Swings it over to Booz. Booz looks to operate. Fakes pass one way. Stops. Pulls up for three. No good. And a loose ball foul is going to be called on Rhinelander. They're going to keep it here. That's the second team foul of the half on the Hodags. And they are going to get Evan Shooter with that one. That's his first.
Aggressive block out on the part of Mr. Shooter there.
Yep. It is. So Tomahawk will have it underneath the Rhinelander basket with 2:36 to go in this first half. Massa will get it in. Looks, gets it in. Rigney swings it to Weathers. Weathers to Booz. Into the corner, Massa. Massa fakes the three. Drives inside left hand. Goes up. His jumper, no. Rebound fought for and taken by James Heck. Here comes Rhinelander back the other way with Barkas. Up to Lamers. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Riley Massa. And Truman Lamers is going to shoot the bonus.
That's 7 fouls on Tomahawk, only 2 on Rhinelander with that pressure defense. That's a well-coached team that can have a high-pressure defense, very good positionally, stand in front of the dribbler, and only have 2 fouls.
Truman Lamers now at the line for 2. He's got 8 so far tonight. And he missed the front end of the 1-1, so Tomahawk calls down the rebound with Riley Massa. Here comes Brody Rigney here. Rigney takes it across the midcourt line, guarded by Lamers. He's going to drive, looks, goes up, his right-hand floater. That one rattles around and drops for Brody Rigney. His first 2 of the night, 45-8. Rhinelander out and running again with Lamers. Lamers drives inside, goes up. Layup is good. Wow. Truman Lamers soaring through the air. And now here comes Tomahawk again with Dominic Booz. Lamers with 10. Booz over to Weathers, into the corner, Massa. Massa, 3-ball, corner pocket, off the back rim, no good. Loose ball, and then it's going to be out of bounds. Rhinelander touched it on the end line. It will remain with Tomahawk. And the Hodags will bring in John Curry now for the first time. He will replace Evan Shooter.
And Rhinelander had that rebound, but the player lost his balance and fell down, touched the half-court line as he threw it to a teammate.
Dominic Booz will get it in. Wants to get it in, does to Sleeper. Sleeper, right-hand hook, no good. Rebound grab by Curry.
Here comes Rhinelander back the other way with Lamers. Lamers across the midcourt line, fakes, guarded by Massa. Bad pass that goes out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. A rare miscue from Truman Lamers, and he's complaining for a foul call.
And I can see why he was claiming, because it wasn't even close to one of the Rhinelander players, but I don't think there was a foul there.
No, I don't think so either. Here's Weathers, 1:28 to go. That's a bad pass, but Massa able to corral it, keep it in play. Fakes a deep three, tries to drive, lost the ball, and it's scooped up by the Hodags again, this time by Barkas. Over to Bell. Bell is going to take a few dribbles. He goes up, wild shot, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Rhinelander. Noah Bell commits the charge.
Good defense on the part of Tomahawk. Just stand your ground there underneath the basket.
And now Malachi Scheffler is going to come back in the game. He is going to replace Dominic Booz. So we've got 1:15 to go here in this first half. And right now, Rhinelander at this moment is on pace to score 94 points in this game.
Yeah, they're up and down quick.
Yes, they are. Here comes Rigney across the midcourt line. Knocked away by Lamers. Rigney able to go into the backcourt and get it. Rigney looking to operate. Gets it to Massa. Massa from way downtown. Short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And a loose ball foul is going to be called, I think, on Rhinelander. And they will get James Heck with this one.
Yeah, another aggressive box out there trying to push the Tomahawk player away from the air ball that was bouncing on the ground underneath the basket.
1 minute to go exactly here in this first half. Rhinelander 47, Tomahawk 8.
Again, the out-of-bounds play four across low.
And Weathers will inbound for the Hatchets. Wants to get it in, does to Scheffler. He fakes, looks to operate, swings it to Massa. Massa with under a minute to go, fakes, looks, gets it to Weathers. Weathers tries to operate, crosses over, gets it on the wing. Massa fakes the three, going to drive, bounces it to Weathers, back to Massa. Massa looking, and that pass goes to Scheffler off his hands. Able to get it, though, right by the end line. Bounce pass, sleeper, his jumper, no good. Loose ball rebound on the floor, scooped up by the Hodags and Lamers. Here they come again. Lamers driving down the lane, handoff, Curry, jumper. That looked to be tipped and goes right to Lamers. He's just going to retreat to the three-point line, pull up, and short. Rebound grabbed by Sleeper with 24 seconds to go in the half. Tomahawk could try and get one last basket here before the end of the first half.
Let's see if they can be patient and hold it.
No, nope. They're going to get an illegal screen on Easton Sleeper. That's his second, and Rhinelander now with the ball right before halftime with 16.8 to go.
Yeah, moving a little bit on that high screen out towards half court.
And the Hodanks will bring back in Gretzinger. You can guess where they'll probably go to him for this final shot of the half with how sharp he's been shooting from three-point range.
Yeah, get it to your hot hand.
Yep, 4 3-pointers for Gretzinger. He's going to take it across the midcourt line, 12 seconds left. Gretzinger goes between the legs, looks to operate. He's going to go to the left. Gretzinger stops, pulls up from way downtown. That one went in and out. Rebound grabbed by Sleeper. Gets it to Rigney. Rigney heaves it up at the buzzer. No. And that's the end of the first half. A wild, dominating first half by the Hodags after one half of play. It is Rhinelander 47, Tomahawk 8. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Hatchet Halftime Report right after this on WJJQ.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at tomahawkhometownchiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Terrified of the current housing market? Never fear, Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk is here to help guide you through the process. With over 40 years of experience, Ed and Chris Roche have the expert advice. Whether looking to buy or considering selling, give Woodland Lakes Realty a call at 224-3800 or visit their website at woodlandlakesrealty.com. Don't make buying a home more stressful than needed. Call Woodland Lakes Realty today.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Hatchet Halftime Report here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. And the Hatchets, we knew that it was going to be a tall task going up against Rhinelander Pike, but the Hodags have jumped out to a 47-8 lead at the half here on Tomahawk, and it's been their defense turning into offense.
Yes, it has been. That defense has been very impressive. They only had about four fouls that entire first half, and they were playing pesky defense. They were totally shut down any attempt by Tomahawk to drive through the lane, forcing us to throw up frustrated outside shots. And their defense created a lot of live ball turnovers, which turned into transition baskets for Rhinelander on the other end. And dominating on the glass were the Hodags. By my count, they had 23 rebounds, nine of those offensive rebounds. So they're hitting the defensive glass and the offensive glass. Tomahawk only had seven. So they got three times the amount of rebounds that Tomahawk had.
The other thing I want to give credit to Rhinelander for is this. This is a team, they had a bit of a down year. They went 9-16 last year. They still went 6-6 in the Great Northern Conference, which is respectable. But this is a team that's going to be reckoned with throughout the course of this season.
They're going to be there at the end somehow. They're going to be at the top clawing for that number one, or they're going to be fighting somebody that's trying to get to be number one, because this is a tough team to knock off. I mean, they're strong in all offensively and defensively, and they can put the pressure on you.
Yes, they can.
They own the glass, too. They hit the glass really hard. They work at it tough. Two of their fouls are for aggressively boxing out, so they're making it a priority to own the glass, and it's been really evident here with their 23 rebounds in the first half.
It definitely has. Pike, I know that it's very, very painful of me to ask, but why don't you go over the stats from the first half if you would like to,
sure.
Please.
Sure, let's cover the scoring. First of all, for Tomahawk, the leading scorer was Tyler Sundquist with two baskets for 4 points. Then we had two other players that had a bucket, Brody Rigney and Dominic Booth. And then for the Rhinelander Hodags, their leading scorer was Mr. Gretzinger with 18 points in the first half. Then their leading scorer for the year, averaging 24, was Truman Lamers with 12 points. So he's halfway to his average. Then with 9 points, they had Devin Feck. And 6 points was Mr. Seeker. And that's basically the scoring for Rhinelander. Almost a halfway to the century mark there for the Hodags.
Yeah, exactly. So, Pike, obviously you're down 39. What are you preaching to your team in that Hatchet locker room if you're John Larson?
Okay, you got to break it down. Where do we need to improve? Number one, it's on rebounds for sure. We got to pound the glass a little bit more. They're getting a lot of rebounds because we're throwing up frustrated shots and they're underneath to rebound it, and all the Hatchets are standing out at the three-point line. And so we've got to be more patient with the ball, move it around, get that, let the ball find the open shot. We don't have very many people that can get their own shot by dribbling themselves open with miraculous moves. So we got to move that ball around, get that defense moving, and maybe they'll be out of sync and we'll get a wide open shot. Second of all, ball security. Don't try to get the great pass. make sure of the pass there. Make sure that the guy that's receiving the pass, you're seeing his eyes. A lot of times we're throwing the ball to somebody and they're not looking. So you got to. It's just fundamental basketball that we're lacking here, creating the turnovers, the transition game. We've gotten back on transition quite a bit, but they're coming at us so often and so high up, they're getting the turnovers, that it's two-on-one against us, and they're getting some easy baskets. So we got to get back to stressing the fundamentals, and that'll be it. This is we're not going to win this game, Alex. They know that. Rhinelander knows it. We know it. But you've got to get some victories. Some victories are we played better in the second half. We took care of the ball. We boxed out better. We got some rebounds. We found some open shots. We took care of the ball. We didn't freak out. We set it up on offense. We didn't force some frustrated shots. So those are the little things that they've got to straighten out and get that little victories in their mind here going into the next game.
Let's go ahead and take a break. That'll do it for the Hatchet Halftime Report here on WJJQ. Second half is next from the Hatchet House.
At Rhinelander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. This is what Mark had to say. I worked with Debbie for the purchase of our new vehicle. Wonderful experience. Highly recommend Rhinelander Toyota. Everyone we spoke to was so kind. Debbie took the time to explain everything about our vehicle and answered all the questions we had. We will definitely go back for our next vehicle. Come experience the Rhinelander Toyota difference.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill. Support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals. 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
Local Lodge 1713 Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union would like to welcome our listening audience to the radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student athletes and are proud to support our young people, their dedicated coaches, and all the great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713, and proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and all of our podcasts.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back, everyone. Hatchet Boys Basketball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. Rhinelander 47, Tomahawk 8 as we get set to begin the second half. And the second half will start with the running clock, pretty much, for the most part. And really what you're looking for is your Tomahawk. Can you win the second half? That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, and can you make improvements on the first half?
Mm-hmm.
Those little things that you can hang your hat on that, hey, we did better. We're going in the right direction here. We just got to refine it a little bit more and give a full game, 32 minutes instead of 16 minutes, 18 minutes.
Absolutely. Yep, it's all right. Math is hard. I understand.
Yes, for a guy my age, it is. That's for darn sure.
Second half begins with Rigney across the midcourt line up to Sunquist. He's at the top of the key. Sunquist will swing it to Massa. Massa fakes one way, looks to operate into the corner. Scheffler back out Rigney. Rigney going to the left, goes between the legs, tries to use a sleeper screen. He's guarded by Lamers, gets it back. Massa. Directing traffic, looks to operate, lost it, and it's taken away by Gretzinger, who's going to go down the lane and lay it in again. Gretzinger with 20 points, and Rhinelander continues to put the hurt on Tomahawk here in the second half.
And Mr. Gretzinger has been Johnny on the spot a lot here tonight.
Yes, he has. Here comes Massa. Massa to Sunquist. Sunquist looks to operate, goes to the right, picks up his dribble. Fakes pass one way, tries to bounce pass to Massa, knocked away by Heck. Heck able to save it, and it goes right to Lamers. No, they're going to say it was out of bounds.
And again, we're trying to do the great pass instead of just doing a basic pass. Move it around, be patient on offense. Don't force anything, boys.
Inbound be thrown in by Malachi Scheffler here on the near side. And it will go to Brody Rigney. Rigney will operate. Swings it over to Sundquist. Sundquist looks to operate. Fakes, looks, fakes pass one way, needs to get rid of it, and does to Scheffler. Scheffler able to get possession, gets it to Sundquist in the corner, uses the sleeper screen. Sleeper's going to drive, turn around, his jumper is rattling. Knock that down over Shooter, and Tyler Sundquist now with 6, 49-10.
Nice little turnaround jump shot from the left baseline there by Mr. Sundquist.
Now gets it over to Shooter. Shooter fakes, back to Gretzinger. Gretzinger, who's got the hot hand, going to drive, goes up left-handed, floater's good. Gretzinger with 22 for Rhinelander so far tonight.
He looks pretty smooth out there.
Yes, he does. And it's been him hurting Tomahawk, not Lamers, for the most part.
Yes, it has.
Here is Rigney. He's going to pull up for three. That one no good. Rebound grab by Gretzinger. And here come the Hodags again, looking to get out and run. Gretzinger across the midcourt line. Over to Heck. No good on the three. And a rebound. Loose ball foul is going to be called on Rhinelander. So Tomahawk will gain possession.
And again, the fouls from Rhinelander are them aggressively working the boards. So they know that it's very important that you've got to win the glass if you're going to win the game. And they've been having a concerted effort on both ends of the court on the rebounding.
Here comes Rigney, cross midcourt line. Next dead ball, we'll give you an update on the girls' game. They're in Rhinelander tonight. Swinging it over to Sundquist. Sundquist looking. Now takes it across the midcourt line. Goes up. Nice drive to the basket by Sundquist. He lays it in. He's got 8 for the Hatchets. It's 51-12.
He's having a nice game here.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's been the lone bright spot so far. Now here is Feck. He'll swing it over. Shooter, two Lamers. He'll drive inside on Massa. Whoa, what a gliding layup by Truman Lamers as he lays it in again, 53-12.
He looked like George Gervin, the Iceman, there with that little fingertip roll along the baseline. Nice
move. That's a very good reference. A very good reference, Pike. Here is Rigney on the right wing, guarded by Lamers. Rigney goes between the legs, fakes pass one way, now has to get rid of it, does to Massa. Massa fakes one way, going to use the sleeper screen. Massa will stop, fake the three, swing it to Sundquist. Sundquist right wing, trying to direct traffic. He'll try and use the sleeper screen, except go to the opposite of it. Tries a pounds pass and it's knocked away. Rigney able to come up with it though. And the Hatchets will go ahead and reset. And Rigney looking frustrated. He's only got 2 points so far in this one. And Rigney is fouled by Rhinelander. So we do have an update from the girls at the half. At the half, Rhinelander 39, Tomahawk 12. So again, Tomahawk girls struggling. They have struggled mightily to begin this season here. And they are going to be back at home against Lakeland coming up on Tuesday. And Lakeland, they're a team that looks like could very well win the GNC, those girls. Here's Massa. Doubled up along the baseline, gets rid of it, but it's knocked away by Lamers. Here they come the other way. Lamers up to Shooter. He's going to go up, can't lay it in. Rebound loose and grabbed by Brody Rigney. And now the Hodags are going to start emptying their bench here early on. That pass goes up to Scheffler. Scheffler takes a dribble. He'll pull up for three. That one no good off the rim. Rebound grabbed by Feck. Feck looking to operate across the midcourt line. Again, Rhinelander out and moving. And Gretzinger's left wide open. Can't hit that time. Offensive rebound, Lamers, no. Rebound grab by Shooter, goes back. Turnaround right hand, shot, no good. Rebound grab by Sundquist. Here comes Rigney across the midcourt line with 14:17 to go. He's guarded by Lamers. Swings it to Massa. Massa looks to operate. He's going to go to the left. Now go behind the back. Fakes, picks it up, knocked away. Lamers almost came up with a steal, and he goes right into the stands. And Rhinelander will make substitutions. Coming back in will be Jay Barkas, John Curry, and Caden Seeker.
Rhinelander's been very effective at jumping the passing lanes here. They're reading the Tomahawk eyes of the players, and Tomahawk's throwing some lollipop passes that are being intercepted.
Yes, they are. It's been a really rough night here for the Hatchets on both sides of the ball. Here's Rigney going to the left. He picks up his dribble, swings it to Massa, yellow line. Massa fakes one way, now is going to swing it over to Rigney. Rigney now a right wing. Rigney will drive inside. He'll stop, turn around, quick it back out, Sundquist. Sundquist looks to operate. And he is going to try and use a sleeper screen, it looks like. Go to the right. Now swings it into the corner. Scheffler. Scheffler goes to the left over to Rigney. Rigney looking to operate. He'll go between the legs. 13:39 to go here, second half. Into the corner, it's Sundquist. Sundquist lost it. Able to get it back after knocking it away by Seeker. Now Sundquist going to the right. Rhinelander 53, Tomahawk 12 here in the second half. Rigney, he's going to stop. He'll drive inside. Goes up. Right-hand floater, no good. Rebound grab by Curry. And here come the Hodags back the other way. Getting it up to Jay Barkas. Barkas crossing over. He drives in the lane, turns around, right hand hook, no good. Rebound fought for, and a foul is going to be called on Tomahawk. Oh, no, they're going to call it on Rhinelander. Excuse me. So he made the signal.
Again, the fouls on the part of Rhinelander are because they're crashing the boards.
Yes, they are.
And so it's a priority for them to attack the glass.
Caden Seeker picks up the foul, his first 13 foul of the half on the Hodags. Rigney crosses over. He's going to stop, fake the three, swing it to Sundquist. Sundquist looks to operate. Fakes pass one way, uses the sleeper screen. Now gets it back, sleeper high post. Kicks it back out, Massa. He'll try a three. That one no good off the front of the rim. Rebound grab by the Hodags. Gretzinger. Gretzinger up to Feck. Bad pass. Oh, what a pass over to Barkas. Goes up. Right hand layup is good. Jay Barkas makes it 55-12. Rhinelander, 12 and a half to go here in this one. Here comes Rigney across the midcourt line. Rigney goes between the legs. Ethan Ion getting set to check in for Tomahawk. Sundquist looks to operate, uses a sleeper screen. Also going to the scores table, Sessler. Sleeper hands it off. Scheffler goes right. Reverse layup is good. That's a nice finish from Malachi Scheffler, 55-14.
Yeah, smooth move there on the reverse layup.
Here is Gretzinger, now standing at the left wing, guarded by Brody Rigney. Gretzinger uses the screen. Now he's going to go behind the back. Back to the top of the key, goes, swings at Curry. Tries to get inside, gets it to Seeker. Seeker goes up, his shot blocked, but a foul. And Seeker will go to the line for two.
That time, Rhinelander's offense looking to go inside to the big man, find the directional pass to the opposite block. Mr. Seeker took it between two Tomahawk defenders, got a lot of contact there. The ball was blocked, but so was his arm and his wrist and his forearm.
Massa picks up number three as Seeker misses the first. Tomahawk will bring in Ethan Ein and Colton Sessler. Meanwhile, Rhinelander will bring in Noah Bell, and Aiden Luter will come in for the first time, number 13. Aiden Luter, the freshman. So he will come in and get some playing time.
Freshman.
Yes, freshman on the JV team. And Seeker's second free throw is short. I don't know if it hit the rim. No, it did not hit the rim. So we'll go back to Tomahawk there. 12:04 to go here in this one.
Rhinelander's got a freshman in playing now, and they've got four sophomores on this varsity roster too. So
you get a glimpse of the future now as well with this team.
That's not good for us.
No,
there,
it is
Alex.
Not. No, it is not. Here comes Rigney across the midcourt line over to Sessler. Sessler going back. Rigney, he'll fake the three. He'll drive inside right hand. Tries to go behind the back. Knocked away at the last second. And there is the freshman, Luter, providing a boost. But he stepped out of bounds. It will go back to Tomahawk. 11:47 to go here.
Good hustle on the part of the underclassmen there. Making his presence felt.
Sundquist will inbound, get it into Brody Rigney. He will take it across the midcourt line. Rigney looks, swings it over to Sleeper. Sleeper looks, swings at Sessler. Sessler looks to operate, goes to the left, crosses over back to the right, hands it. Sleeper. He bounces it. Sundquist, his jumper from the baseline is good. Tyler Sundquist with 10 of Tomahawk's 16 points so far tonight, 55-16.
That's a tough shot, 8-foot shot from the baseline.
And that shot no good. Rebound grab Seeker. He goes back up and scores. Caden Seeker makes it 57-16.
Another offensive rebound leads to easy bucket for Rhinelander.
Yes, it does. Here comes Rigney. He'll swing it over to Ein. Ein fakes. Hands off. Sessler in the corner. Sessler back top of the key. Sleeper over to Rigney. Right wing. Guarded by Luter. Swings it over Sessler now. Left wing. Sessler fakes. Swings it. Ein. Ein drives inside with the left hand. Goes up. Left hand to layup. No good. But a foul called on Luter. And Rhinelander will send Ein to the line.
That's one of the few times tonight that Tomahawk has been able to drive through the lane there and get a halfway decent shot. That time, Mr. Ein got hacked on the wrist there.
And the one thing about Ethan Ein is he starts to shoot these free throws, he'll miss the first here. His defense, by the way, in the last game against White Lake was superb, especially on Aaron Wickersheim. I know Wickersheim at 31, but Ein did everything he could in his power to hound him.
Excellent.
Ein's second free throw is good. He goes 1-for-2. 57-17, 10:54 to go here in this one. Here come the Hodags now with Jay Barkas. He'll take it across the midcourt line. Barkas looking, swings it over to Caden Seeker. Seeker looking, fakes pass one way, swings it over to Noah Bell. Bell now swings it to Barkas. He'll go to the left. Crossing over is Barkas. He drives inside, goes up, left-handed layup, no good. Loose ball rebound knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it last touch by Sleeper. It will remain with Rhinelander.
Again, that time Rhinelander had the offensive rebound. A Tomahawk hatchet came from behind and knocked the ball out of bounds.
So here we go. Inbound thrown in by Jay Barkas. And that pass is knocked away by Hatchett and scooped up by Ethan Ines. So they get a takeaway there. Here comes Brody Rigney over to Colton Seslar, over to Sundqvist. Sundqvist to Rigney. Rigney fakes, goes to the left, stops, pulls up just inside the arc. That shot no good. It was a touch too strong. Rebound grabbed by Seeker. Gets it over to Barkas, and here come the Hodags, and they're going to empty out their bench. That pass goes over to Seeker. Seeker over to Noah Bell. And Tomahawk will bring in Cooper Hetzel in the next dead ball. Here comes Jay Barkas. He'll go to the right. Swing it over to Seeker. That pass knocked away by Seslar. Barkas scoops it up, though. Barkas drops step. Layup no good. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Seeker. He'll go back up. Blocked by Sleeper. Seeker goes up and lays it in off the glass.
Two offensive rebounds by Mr. Seeker. Second one led to an easy layup.
He's a rebound seeker, if you will. 59-17. Rhinelander leads. Thank you. Seslar over to Sundqvist. Sundqvist in the corner, guarded by Seeker. He's going to go to the right, knocked away by Luter at the last second. Ethan Ein will cross over, look to operate, and instead swing it to Seslar over to Rigney, right side. Rigney to Sundqvist. Sundqvist stops, pulls up just inside the arc, banks it in off the glass. Tyler Sundqvist, the lone bright spot for the Hatchets tonight. He's got 12. And the timeout's going to be called by Rhinelander. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it here for now. And the one thing you want to point out with Rhinelander, the lone bright spot so far tonight has been Tyler Sundqvist with 12 points. He's shooting the ball very well tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to have an option other than Brody Rigney, so teams can't just concentrate on one person and shut him down. Somebody's got to step up to the plate and deliver, and tonight it's been Tyler Sundqvist, and he's got double-digit scoring. And he's looking to score, which
yes, he is.
Nice. Sometimes people are just, let's get it to Brody. But he's looking to call his own number and attack it.
And getting the ball to Brody is okay and letting him score against teams like White Lake. It's not working against teams like Rhinelander. And it probably won't work against Lakeland, who they have coming up on Tuesday.
I think they read the stats against White Lake, and they know who to concentrate their defensive tactics against.
Yep. So Rhinelander's going to make a few substitutions. They're bringing in a bunch of JV players as well to get some time in. Nazir Boykin is in, along with Jackson Weinsottel. And now swinging it over to Noah Bell. We'll try and get as many players as we can here. And that is Josh Willoughby also in. Willoughby, his drive to the layup is good. Josh Willoughby with his first points of the game. It's 61-19, 9 minutes to go here in this one. Again, Rhinelander bringing up a lot of kids from JV for this one. Sundqvist, jumper's good.
Whoa.
Tyler Sundqvist with 14.
And looking smooth.
Yeah, he is.
His shot looks good, effortless, excellent form on it.
Here is Willoughby, who can't hit the three that time. Cooper Hetzel's also in for the first time. Ein with the save right to Brody Rigney. Gets it up to Seslar. Seslar across the midcourt line over to Sundqvist. He's going to stop. He'll pull up another jumper. That one rolls around and out. Rebound grabbed by John Curry. And here come the Hodags back with Weinsottel. Weinsottel looks to operate. Gets it over. Willoughby, he's got to look for three. And that's too strong. Rebound grabbed by Seslar off the bounds. Here come the Hatchets back the other way. Rhinelander 61, Tomahawk 21. Seslar over to Rigney. He'll fake the three. Guarded by Weinsottel. He will loop it back around. Swinging over to Seslar. Seslar looks to operate. Goes between the legs. Gets it over Sundqvist. He wants a three. Decides not to take it. He'll drive inside on Barkas. Or Bell, excuse me. Swings it back out. Rigney, top of the key. Over to Seslar. Now right wing. Seslar going left. Seslar picks it up. Sundqvist. Now baseline to Ein. Ein, 15-footer, short. Rebound, fought for, and grabbed by Brody Rigney in the corner. Back out to Seslar, and Tomahawk will go ahead and reset here. Seslar over to Rigney. Rigney now on the right wing. Swings it back to Ein. Ein fakes, looks, crosses over, back. Rigney, top of the key. Rigney to Seslar. Seslar guarded by Weinsottel. Loose Paul. Scooped up by Cooper Hetzel. Hetzel fakes, goes up his jumper. That one bounces off the back iron and drops in for Cooper Hetzel. 61-23.
And we had our first offensive rebound on that possession.
There you go. Here's Willoughby now into the corner. Bell. Bell going to the left pass, taken away by Ethan Ein. Good defense that time from the long and lanky senior. Here comes Brody Rigney across the midcourt line. Rigney from way downtown, no. And a loose ball foul is going to be called on Rhinelander.
Again, an aggressive box out on the part of the Hodags. That's how they're getting 90% of their fouls is on boxing out.
Oh, no, they're going to call it on Tomahawk. It's going to be on Cooper Hetzel. So Hetzel picks up the foul. That's his first. Malachi Scheffler will come in for Colton Seslar. And the only Hatchet player that has not gotten any action so far tonight is Nate Rosenmeyer. Rosenmeyer was in for all of 3 minutes, but he provided offensive rebounds galore in those 3 minutes against White Lake.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Excellent.
Yes, provided a lot of hustle, which is what you want from a kid off the bench. Here's Weinsonnel driving in left side. He goes up. His layup, no good. Rebound grab by Heck. Knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Scheffler. And it looks like that Rhinelander will send Heck to the line.
Fifth offensive rebound of this second half here. They had 9 offensive rebounds in the first half.
So Scheffler picks up the foul as first. That's the third team foul also on Rhinelander. Running clock in effect as Heck is at the free throw line. His first one is good. So with a loss here, Tomahawk will drop to 1-4 on the season. They've got Lakeland coming up on Tuesday. We'll have one final boys basketball broadcast before Christmas break. That'll be on Thursday against Elko. Heck splits the free throws. And a foul is going to be called again on Tomahawk. It looks like they're going to call it on the floor here. Oh, no, they are going to call it on Rhinelander. They're going to call it on Weinsonnel. That's his first.
Over the top, trying to get an offensive foul on Mr. Weinsonnel.
Yep. Here comes Brody.
Freshman.
Yep, the freshman. Here comes Brody Rigney across the midcourt line, looking to operate. Swings it to Scheffler. Now it is Sunquist in the corner. Back to Ein, driving inside. Left-hand layup. No good, but a foul. Ethan Ein will go back to the free throw line for two.
Attacking the basket, getting yourself to the line. Good
job.
They're
going to get Najir Boykin with that one, so that's his first. And Ethan Ein will go to the free throw line. His first one is good. Clock, running clock again in effect. 5 minutes to go here in this one. 62-24 Rhinelander. And give some credit to the Hodags as well. Their defense has proved to be quite the force here so far tonight. As Ein splits the free throws. And now Gretzinger will come back into the game. Gretzinger is in along with Josh Wilby as well. And Gretzinger just hit another three. Wow.
That was NBA range, too.
Gretzinger now with 25 for the Hodags here tonight. Here comes Rigney driving inside. Goes between the legs. Stops. Looks to operate. Has to get rid of it. Does to Sunquist. Sunquist's jumper again is good. Tyler Sunquist with 16 for the Hatchets here tonight. 65-26.
12 in the second half. Nice job by Tyler.
Yep, here is Gretzinger again. Gretzinger now goes to the left, swings it over to Boykin. Boykin now lobs it inside. Layup by Weinsonnel, no good, but a foul call on Cooper Hetzel. And Jackson Weinsonnel will go to the line for two. So now here is Weinsonnel at the line. Second foul on Hetzel as he knocks down the first. Rhinelander now with 66 on the scoreboard. And with 3:40 to go here, Tomahawk again suffered their fourth loss in their first 5 games as Weinsonnel misses the second. Rebound fought for by Heck. Loose on the floor and knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Tomahawk Sunquist. It will remain with Rhinelander. Sleeper will come in and Rhinelander will bring back in pretty much their whole starting lineup. They're going to be bringing back in Lamers, Shooter, Feck. And they're going to bring back in Aiden Luter as well.
This is a situation in a game that's already decided that I hope no injuries occur because the starters came back in. And that's when you kind of hold your breath that we don't get any injuries here.
Well, here's Boykin swinging it over to Feck. Now swings it to Shooter. Shooter looking, driving inside. Boykin, he goes up. Layup no good, but a foul is called on Easton Sleeper. And Boykin will go to the line for two. And Sleeper will pick up his third foul. And again, Boykin will go to the line. And now Jordan Weathers will come in. And Boykin knocks down the first. Weathers comes in, and he will replace Cooper Hetzel. 15th foul of the half on Tomahawk. 66-26. Rhinelander leading here in this one. And Boykin knocks it down. 67-26 now, 2:12 to go here in this ball game. And now here comes Brody Rigney. He will take it across the midcourt line for the Hatchets. Rigney over to Weathers. Weathers fakes, gets it inside to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, gets it back. Sunquist, he'll fake a dribble, pull up for three. That one bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Hodags. Here comes Feck. Feck across the midcourt line, swings it over to Boykin. He's got to look for three, and that one no good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Jordan Weathers. Loose on the floor again, scooped up by Weathers, and Tomahawk will gain possession with Malachi Scheffler. 1:37 to go in this one. Rhinelander will get their fifth win of the season. And here comes Sunquist inside to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes, looks, spinning around, goes up. Nice move by Sleeper. Couldn't get the roll, though. Offensive rebound, Weathers. Weathers looks to operate, gets it to Sunquist. Sunquist, turnaround jumper again, no good. Rebound fought for, grab by Scheffler. Scheffler takes the dribbles, kicks it back out to Rigney. 1:15 to go in this one. Rigney has it knocked away again by Lamers. Rigney able to go into the backcourt for it. And now Rigney looks, picks up his dribble, swings it to Scheffler. Scheffler looking, tries to get inside to Sleeper. Bad pass. Sleeper able to save it, but it goes right to Shooter for the Hodags. Here comes Feck. Long pass up. Lamers goes up and throws it down. Truman Lamers with the dunk. 69-26, 53 seconds to go here in this one.
Two-handed slam by their leading scorer in the year.
Here is Truman Sleeper.
Lamers.
Yep, goes up. That shot blocked by Lamers. Sleeper blocked again by Lamers. He wants a foul, does not get the call. And now here comes Feck across the midcourt line for Rhinelander. And the Hodags may just let this wind down. Again, Rhinelander will go to 5-1 on the season. Go ahead.
I think they are going to just take the air out of the ball here and let this clock tick down from 25 seconds here.
Which is exactly what you want to do. They'll swing it over to Truman Lamers. Again, clock ticking down from 20 seconds here. Again, the Hodags, they'll go to 5-1 on the season. Tomahawk will drop to 1-4. And again, the Hatchet girls, we'll see if they are able to make a comeback as well in their game as they start to pass the ball around. Down to 8. Now down to 5. Down to 3. And Lamers will dribble out. There's your ball game. Final score, Rhinelander 69, Tomahawk 26. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics postgame show right after this on WJJQ.
Come on, come on, choose health and motion for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online generationsfuneral.com.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
Hilgi's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilgi's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilgi's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilgi's and, of course, dependable LP Gas delivery service. Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilgi's other convenient Northwoods locations.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mayer Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them Hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to to be picky and call Ricky.
And welcome, everyone, to the Fairmont Orthodox Radio postgame show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Terry Tim here with you from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. Hatchet boys falling tonight to Rhinelander, 69-26. And Pike, needless to say, it was the suffocating defense of Rhinelander that was a big difference in this one.
Yes, it was. And I was impressed. I kept saying it during the game, positional defense, because they stopped the dribbler. They got their body in front. They didn't use their hands, no hand checking. Very effective, very technically sound on their defensive stance, and it created havoc for the Tomahawk team, frustrating them, leading to a lot of turnovers, a lot of easy baskets, and a lot of forced shots that weren't high-percentage shots. So I was impressed by that, and I was impressed by their concentration on rebounding.
And the big thing with Rhinelander as well, they've gone up against some pretty stiff competition already this year. They've got more coming up. They take on Wausau West and Merrill coming up over the next week or so. So we get to see what Rhinelander's really made of after this one. Pike, why don't you go over the stats from the game, if you will.
Sure. Let's cover, first of all, the team statistics. Rebounds here. Tomahawk, 16 total for the game. Four of those offensive rebounds, all four of those late here in the second half. For Rhinelander, they had 23 in the first half, 14 in the second, 37 total rebounds. 14 of those were offensive rebounds. So pounding the glass offensively and defensively, very effectively, the Hodags. Turnovers, Tomahawk 16 for the game, not bad, only three in the second half. Rhinelander 7 total for the game, two of those in the second half. As far as individual scoring for the Tomahawk Hatchets, Ethan Ein had 2 free throws, 2 points. Malachi Scheffer had two points. Dominic Boos had 2 points. Brody Rigney held the 2 points here tonight after 29 against White Lake. Cooper Hetzel had 2 here late in the game. And having a banner game here with 12 points in the second half, 16 total points, was Tyler Sudquist, far and away the leading scorer and best player on the court tonight for Tomahawk. As far as Rhinelander, a lot of players scoring here. Leading scorer, and he was hot all night, was Will Gretzinger. He had 18 in the first half, 25 for the game. Second leading scorer was usually their leading scorer, Truman Lamers. He had 12 in the first half, only 2 in the second half for 14, with 10 points with Caden Syker. And 9 points for Devin Feck. And then a whole bunch of players had single-digit scoring. Jay Barkas had 2 points. Late in the game, some of their deep suds, Josh Welby had 2. Jackson Wenzattel had 1 free throw. And Nazir Boykin had 2 free throws. So that's the scoring and the team statistics for tonight, Alex.
So let's go ahead and give you some positives. How about some positives for tonight? I'm sure that you would like some. We do have wrestling results, by the way. Tomahawk went 2-0 in their triangular today. They defeated Amherst and Rhinelander. And the Hatcher girls wrestling squad, with their first meet of the season, they took 2nd out of 10 teams. So a good start to the season. Yes, very good start to the season. That's in Southern Door, too, which there's a lot of good programs up in that area with teams like Luxembourg Casco, Wrightstown. You've got Sturgeon Bay up there as well. So very, very intriguing start for the girls.
Yeah, their inaugural season, they have got a lot to be proud of there. That's very impressive because all these girls are in probably their first year.
Yeah, you're probably
right. And they're
going
against some veteran female wrestlers. So that's an excellent job by the female wrestlers.
So Hatchet Wrestling providing a big boost for the Hatchets here tonight. Next game for the Tomahawk boys and for the Tomahawk girls as well. Tomahawk boys will be up in Lakeland to take on the Thunderbirds. That gets underway at 7:15. JV games tip off at 5:45. Girls will be taking on Lakeland as well. This time it'll be at home. JV again tips off at 5:45. Varsity at 7:15. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this here on the Fairmont Orthodontics Radio postgame show on WJJQ.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student-athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet sports and athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwood since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
And we're back on Final Time here on the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Postgame Show here on WJJQ. Tomahawk boys falling tonight to Rhinelander 69-26. And just very quickly, the final score once again. We do have a final from the Hatchet girls in Rhinelander. Final score is 69-22. Rhinelander knocks off the Tomahawk girls. So the Hatchet girls still winless on the season. Again, both teams will have Lakeland coming up on Tuesday. Pike, any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, this was a buzzsaw. Tomahawk ran into a buzzsaw right after the White Lake victory and kind of got slapped into reality here as to what the GNC is going to be all about, because it's a juggernaut. And there, we played better in the second half. There were some positives. We were more patient on offense. Our turnovers greatly decreased. Part of that might be due to the running clock, but we looked a little bit more organized and not as frenetic in the second half as we did in the first half. And they're going to have to get it together and tie up some loose ends there as far as boxing out and doing better on the boards here. But they've got some practice time for their next game, and well, we'll see what the coaching staff can do for it.
Let's hope so. Again, Tomahawk takes on Lakeland coming up on Tuesday. Thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast here on WJJQ. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Thursday. Tomahawk boys basketball will have their final broadcast of December. Pike, you and I are going to take a little trip over to Elko on Thursday.
All right, let's go down to Elko. But we have another game in December. We're going to do that tournament game.
Yes, we are. Yes, we will. We are going to do the Hatchet boys tournament game here. Again, Tomahawk boys and girls basketball are hosting a tournament. Due to timing, we are going to do the boys' games only. So essentially, if Tomahawk will do the first game, if Tomahawk wins, we'll do the championship game. If they lose, we will not do the third place game. That's how it goes down.
That's the Thursday and Friday in between the holiday weekends.
Yes, it is. That'll be on Thursday the 28th, and Tomahawk's first opponent is Montello.
Where is Montello?
I have no idea. I am going to have to do some Googling for that
I
for you.
I bet you it's south of here.
If I had to guess, you're probably right. You're probably right. Mike, thank you very much once again for tuning in, for being here with me. Thank you very much to Ryan Flynn and John Larson for joining me also on the program. Thank you to Ryan for getting everything set up. Thank you very much to Greg Albert back at the studio for making sure we're on the air and sounding good. And thank you, most importantly, for tuning in. Once again, final score from Tomahawk tonight, Rhinelander 69, Tomahawk 26. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, Northwoods 92.5. Presented in part by Fairman Orthodontics, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk Eye Care, Heritage Chevrolet, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Park City Credit Union, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Cracker Barrel, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, United Steelworkers Local 248, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Shuny Trucking and Excavating, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mirror Electric, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Rhinelander Auto Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Bowman Chiropractic, Tomahawk Builder Supply, IAM Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, and Fairman Orthodontics. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ Tomahawk.